Ladies and gentlemen, let me welcome you to the reigning, defending, and undisputed best wrestling show in the world, as hosted by Braden Mayhew and Will Macklin. This is Wrestling with Ideas.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's right, we're back for another week of wrestling. Myself, of course, and Braden Mayhew, Will Macklin, and we have a very special guest. Welcoming back to the CKDJ studio for the first time in over a year, the one, the only, Nathan Fay.
Thank you.
Wow. Thank you. That's quite the intro for you, really. Nathan.
So, just let everyone know I'm letting them down real quick.
Big build up for, well, like, hey, okay, Nathan, I like him, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
He's cool. All right. Yeah, like, yeah. You know what I mean.
Yeah, but this is fun, though. I'm excited. I'm actually, in the two and a half years that I've known you, Nathan, I don't think I've ever been on air with you.
No, you haven't.
So this is going to be fun, and I don't think Braden has ever been on air with you either.
No, I don't believe, that's why I said it may be a first.
Yeah, that's fair. And yeah. This is amazing because you're not here for music anymore.
Yeah.
You're for wrestling.
I know, just talking and wrestling. It's a little bit different for me.
Yeah, this is going to be amazing, though. This is going to be good. We had a big night last night in mediocre wrestling, and we also had a great night on Saturday for mediocre wrestling, so I can't wait to get into this.
I guess it was a big half a week for mediocre wrestling.
It was pretty good. NXT was good.
So basically, we're just going to do a little run-through of the Live from MSG special that aired only on the WWE Network for $9.99. on Saturday.
Right. Well, if you're in Canada, $11.99 for sure.
I was just going to say, isn't it 11?
It is.
They only care about like preaching to the States, though, so we'll let them slide.
That's fair. Totally fair.
It only matters to subscribe to WWE Network if you're in the States. So.
Yeah, that's I get that.
It opened with Dolph Ziggler and Randy Orton against Sheamus and Rusev.
Man, I love these tag teams, man. They just really get me going.
Well, the whole point of it, it's just like, it's a tag match you'd expect to see at a house show. It's going to be house show-y.
Well, it's a glorified house show.
I'm just happy they put them in a tag team so we didn't have to watch two singles.
Yeah, that's fair. Like, two separate matches? They could just do their own thing on one
the
segment.
The funny thing is they did build two separate matches like before the event actually happened. So it's like, they just said, just put them together. Like, nobody will even notice.
They kind of mash it.
Yeah, because I don't have to pee that many times in a wrestling event.
Right.
That I need two separate matches from them.
That's good. No, and you got exactly what you would have got from two separate matches you got in that tag team.
Yeah.
So it's fair.
And Rusev yelled a bunch.
Yeah. Ziggler like flailed a little bit.
Yeah. He bounced all across the ring.
Yeah. Randy Orton went to that other place. Like
it was huge. It was all the things you needed in whatever they do in a match.
It was fine for an opener. Like it was good. Like,
yeah, for sure.
It was okay. And, so Rusev actually got mad at Sheamus for costing them the match because they ended up losing to Ziggler and Orton. And for his troubles, he got a broke kick.
Right.
And must be a babyface turn.
That's your favorite finisher.
I love Sheamus.
I know you do.
And the only thing I love more than Sheamus is his hair.
Yeah, I know. You're the only guy who would be like, why are they saying you look stupid? You look amazing, Sheamus.
Oh, he looks sweet. He's got the septum ring. He's got the beard with the braids and the mohawk.
I will give him this. When he glows like a ghost in his entrance, that's actually pretty cool.
It's sweet.
Like the silhouette? The white silhouette?
Where it's just glowing.
It is, he is.
In the dark.
The white shark.
Like, he looks like a character I would make on, 2K15.
He does. He looks like a...
Very much so, actually. Yeah,
what would you name him instead, though?
I always give my characters the stupidest names.
Like?
All right. At home, I may or may not have a stable that's just named after, like... The demons in the Christian faith.
And what's the stable name?
They don't have a name.
Oh, what? They're just... They should just be
like
called...
Their leader's name is like Brother Filth, and then there's like,
Brother Filth.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I have to go over your place. I know you only have one controller, but I'll watch you play.
Yeah.
Brother Filth. Sounds like a manager's
Filth.
Name.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of the deal. He's like a little bit thinner. I made him old.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Still next to the stats.
Neville and Stardust had a match.
Right, and this was not too bad. Also, what do you think of Neville's maroon tights? Is he doing like a thing for Brian? Or Regal, you think?
I don't know. I think he just, maybe he got bored of the purple. Like,
I like the maroon. I think he's doing like a little, you know, I miss you, Daniel Bryan.
He's been in them for like about a couple months now. They think that attire change at SummerSlam, he started showing that off, or a little bit before. So it's been a while he's been wearing it.
No, I think so.
I think he needs to ditch the underwear, because I hate that. He needs to wear some pants.
You think so?
So he needs to be in the Mighty Mouse and cape outfit?
Maybe not all the way.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. When I think guys who jump around a lot, I think dudes who wear like full pants.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I love Neville, but like, I'm now already bored of his moveset.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he kind of like what he gave me and put on the table, I'm now bored of, because he doesn't have much else.
It's
because
it's the same sort of like concept with every match of his. It's like he does this big spot, does that big spot, and it's kind of like they have a formulaic.
Yeah.
Well, and I know most of like the best baby faces have that too. But with him, you don't really have much of a reason to care about it, because he's kind of aimless. Like, he's in this never-ending feud with Stardust, and then when it's done, you know they're not really going to do.
But their matches, like, the matches are good.
Like, Cody's a good worker. He's like, Neville's great,
right?
So it was a good little match.
Who's Cody? I'm confused.
Oh yeah, Stardust is a superior worker.
Stardust forever.
Yeah, forever.
And
let's do this right.
With any show that needs to be WWE booked, there has to be the Team One Divas faction against the other Team Diva faction.
Right, and we dislike this greatly.
So the Bellas, of course, take on PCB. And apparently at this house show, neither Charlotte nor Becky have realized that Paige is probably not the best partner in the world.
No, I know.
And that, you know, maybe
Maybe
we should keep teaming with the person who's screwing us over every week and kind of turning on us. Well, we'll give her another shot.
But this guy, Nathan, still likes Paige.
Yep.
I have nothing against her either. Like, I think she's fine. Like,
yeah, no, look, she's great in the ring, and I think she should be Divas champion
right now.
Yep.
But I think that Charlotte Paige match will be amazing.
Yep.
It actually probably will be like
Hell in a Cell. If they give them time, like, we're tired of seeing these tag team matches. Give them a one on one. Like, just give them one chance. It will be good.
Yeah. Let the women wrestle.
Yeah, well, they do let them wrestle to a point.
Well,
they
get them. Yeah, but there's this whole thing where it's like you got to be in teams and you're teaming up, and let's talk about the women's revolution and this. Oh, they're teaming because it's a revolution.
No.
Like, enough with that nonsense.
Let them be their own roster and let them create storylines and go and shuffle somewhere else.
In case anybody wanted to know, the Bellas did win, though.
Okay,
yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, well,
yeah, I know.
All right.
I think I actually changed my mind about Paige being champion.
Like the last 8 seconds?
Yeah. No, I was just thinking. That way we can give them two singles matches on the pay-per-view.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So I think Paige and...
Becky?
No, Nat.
Okay.
Should have a match. Just settle that beef. It's not really going anywhere, but it could be... They're both good workers. It'll be fine.
It'll
be fun to watch.
Yeah.
And then I think that Charlotte should defend against Becky.
Yeah, okay. And they've had their matches, and they've been good.
Well, didn't like, before Charlotte won, didn't she not say that she would give Becky a shot?
Yeah, so I think that's...
Yep.
Should be in the cards. I think Charlotte will win, but...
No, Charlotte will go over for sure.
Yeah.
But it's the beginning of a new program, which is...
Yeah, let's have two really tight single women's matches.
And just kind of build a program out of it.
Exactly.
It's the right first step to
take.
And
then just, like,
get
Sasha in there eventually, call a few other people, and let it organically grow. That was the whole issue why it wasn't really working in the first place.
No, it was definitely forced already somehow. And, like, I like Team Bad, actually. I don't mind them as a team. you don't like it, eh?
I would rather Sasha be, on her own. She doesn't need, like, a support group.
No, I know. That's true. But that's kind of, like, her heel stick, though, I think. Like, she has that. I don't mind Team Bad. Keep them together. Break up Paige, Becky, and Charlotte. And then have Nikki and the Bellas, anyway, they split. And have Fox on her own. Like, I just think that's how we should do it.
Well, they're going to do it whatever way they want to do, and that's how that's how it is week to week.
Yeah, that's fair.
So Kevin Owens defended the Intercontinental title against Chris Jericho, who was celebrating a quarter century of a wrestling career, 25 years in the business.
Pretty good.
And still going.
It's pretty good. Yeah, I mean, he's part-time, but like it was very cool.
Yeah.
When we watched Night of Champions, we were thrilled to see him. Like, it was cool. It was different. We definitely wanted to see...
I was let down.
I
wanted The Rock so bad. And if not The Rock, I wanted Samoa Joe.
Right. But Samoa Joe wouldn't have been as big of a pop, obviously. But
For me, it would have been. They would have heard it.
They would have heard like, you
Demon,
all the
do you
way.
Remember, do you remember when Demon King came out?
You loved that.
Yeah, they heard it in the stadium.
They saw it. They heard it in
they
Houston.
They were like, oh, geez, dude in Canada likes Kane.
He really likes Kane, the yeah. Demon King. He's now part of his stable.
So they actually had a pretty good match. Actually,
yes. Well, I knew that was going to be good. And you knew that KO was going to go over.
Yeah.
I feel like
a little too fluky, though. Like,
I love that Jericho is like okay with losing now. It's yeah. just like well, weird to be.
If I was being booked to lose because I got a bit of a thumb to the eye and getting rolled up, like that's decent protection, I would say. It's
right.
Not like it would have been better if it ended with like a finish of some sort. But
I kind of like that Kevin Owens didn't win with a pop up powerbomb.
Right.
Because it was just a pure heel victory. There was no.
Yeah,
like,
it would have been a little better with the two. If that's not how he won the title in the first place either. He didn't beat Ryback with his finish either. He just kind of poked him in the eye and rolled him up.
Yeah, that's true.
It's still a good way to win. A win is a win.
No, it's true.
That is true, too.
You know, and because Jericho's kind of been around a little bit, but he doesn't like to do TV.
No, he likes live shows.
Yeah, so maybe they'll go into a whole program just in house shows.
Which would be great.
Yeah, it would be something really great for the audience to see there. So maybe he can have a feud going on at house shows, and then another feud going on TV for us to watch.
And I hope that feud ends up being with Ambrose.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah, Y2J and Ambrose would be great.
So the Dudleys took on the New Day in another tag team title match with basically the exact same finish as Night of Champions.
Yeah, and it was really lame. Like, I don't know why even have the match if it was like that. I don't know. And we have Nathan who loves the Dudley Boys. He went and saw them at down in Toronto.
Yeah,
and saw
for House of Hardcore.
House of Hardcore. That was I was going to call it Hardcore Havoc for some reason. Halloween Havoc. I got it mixed up in October. But yeah, no. And it was and he was so stoked. And we thought honestly, we thought the Dudley Boys were going to win at Night of Champions. And then I thought they were going to win at MSG. Like, why even have those no contest finishes where. Because
it's like they don't want to beat the Dudleys outright, but they don't want to take the belts off the New Day. So why do you have them in a program together?
Well, why are you trying to? I guess you're trying to get the New Day over, but they're still not winning convincingly. I know that's the point.
That, and of course they wanted the Dudleys to be in the New York market. They wanted them to be in Madison Square Garden too.
ECW.
So it's like it was just they were like, okay, well, I might as well just do a rematch.
Yeah, it was exactly the same.
But
finish.
It ended. Yeah, the finish is lame.
Yeah,
so
everyone's tired of the third member of the New Day running in, kicking him.
Well, his name's Xavier
we're going to be getting
Woods,
to Raw pretty soon, and that was like a highlight of the end of the show. So,
yeah, I guess so.
Then we had one of the co-main events for the MSG special,
right.
Brock Lesnar and the Big Show, and wow, what a hard-hitting. Amazing clinic that was put on here.
I don't understand. Big Slow.
I was already telling you too, that. Why even book Big Slow? Like, I don't even understand. Like, why are we seeing this match again? We talked about it before. We saw it with the Royal Rumble 2 years ago. And
well, this one had more suplexes.
And less chairs, for sure.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it still didn't make any sense to me that this was even being booked where I wanted to see a fresher face versus Brock. This is an opportunity to book something different.
Exactly.
Versus Brock. And they definitely didn't do that.
They just booked Big Show.
And we're seeing him again versus The Undertaker. Like, how many times...
But at
Can
least
you book
it's
the
happening
same thing over and over again and make it interesting.
In the defense of that, at least it's happening like now and not at WrestleMania. Like
no,
if it happened again at WrestleMania,
sure.
I'd be like, oh man.
Because usually Hell in a Cell is a bit of a throwaway pay-per-view.
Yeah, so I'm glad that it's happening there.
I mean, last year's was so good. I liked Seth Rollins Ambrose in Hell in a Cell.
Yeah.
And
it had
a big break
moments.
Coming in. And then I liked that last year. But I mean, I don't know. I just don't want to see the same thing. And we saw the same thing. We knew Brock was going over.
Well, yeah. But I mean, I don't understand why, all the posters are Big Show and Brock.
Right. And they're not even the main event.
They're not the main event. And it was a squash.
Yeah.
Why?
And by squash, he means squash. Like, he was throwing Big Show all
over
the place. Almost couldn't get him up for an F5.
And versus the Kofi match was a squash, too.
Yep.
In Japan.
Like, why didn't they just toss local talent in there?
Yeah,
at least you can say hi to mom on TV.
Exactly.
I guess,
have four or five
squashing
guys versus.
Squashing and throwing around like a 400-some-pound giant looks impressive, I guess. Like
it is, for sure. But, I mean, I know, but, like, Big Show isn't...
Impressive.
He's not.
It's not like if you beat the Big Show, it's like, oh, man, he beat Big Show.
What did Big Show literally do before this match?
He destroyed Mark Henry.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Was that...
Yeah, also terrible.
Yeah, like, so I guess that was supposed to be the match in, and then
he
had
and he beat Cesaro.
With, Oh, did he?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, no. Dude, he 100% beat Cesaro.
Well, that's
he beat
bad.
Cesaro, and he squashed Mark Henry on his way to being a viable challenger for Brock Lesnar. What a good use of the talent.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I could have dug Cesaro and Brock.
Yes! So, or Ryback versus Brock. Or like anyone different. Anyone different, honestly.
Cesaro and Brock would be like great.
Like I was like, at first I was like, why Kofi versus Brock? And then I was like, At least it's different.
At least it's somebody new.
It's New Day. New Day, yeah. At least it's different.
So like, then we had what was actually the main event of the show. John Cena defending the United States title against Seth Rollins inside a steel cage. And, well, it was basically every Cena-Rollins match they've had, except there was a cage around. But I didn't notice that they really used the cage like
as a weapon
all
or
that
like,
much.
Yeah.
In it. It was just sort of two guys wrestling and there's some steel around them.
Right.
Well, neither of the dudes are all that hardcore. I mean... Yeah. John Cena, not known for his brutality.
Right.
And Seth Rollins is known for, you know, good wrestling and not hitting people in the face with sticks. And,
exactly.
You know, all the good stuff. So there's no reason to even have had a cage, really.
No. It was just a
It was a gimmick. It was like, oh, it's a steel cage match for the title.
Like, you want to toss Ambrose and maybe Wyatt?
And I don't know. I don't want to complain too much, but isn't it weird having, like, the world champion, going for the U.S. title and, like, losing for it? Like, isn't that just kind of a little weird? Like, I know it's seen as the champion,
but... redundant.
It's a little odd to me. I don't know. Maybe I'm overthinking it.
Well, like, the thing is, though, with John Cena having the title and stuff, I find myself 9 times out of 10 caring more what happens with the U.S. title than I do the main title.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because obviously it's the main event at the show.
Like, that... whole bringing prestige back to the title, I bought it hook, line, and sinker.
Right.
Well, I love it.
Well, now, like, why is the U.S. championship is becoming a more of a reliable championship more so than the IC title?
Yep.
Like, the IC title's nothing right now.
Because Cena's holding it. As soon as it goes to somebody else, it's going to lose favor. Like, when it went to Rollins, he's still the world champion, so it's still somewhat prominent. Now it's back to Cena.
Well, I guess because Brian wrecked it too, right? He had that chance with the IC.
Yeah.
But I was telling Nathan, when I was watching MSG, I was like, last year, in Boxing Day, I went to MSG and saw a house show. It was literally a main event, Rollins versus Cena, but it was tables match instead.
Which would have been way better.
I know, it was fun.
So the finish came when Demon Kane...
Right.
Made an appearance.
Yeah, he did.
Because nobody thought Kane was like going to interfere in the main event.
No, I know.
So Rollins makes
sense to
make a decision.
To be fair, Champions, he came out after.
Yeah,
wasn't
he did.
During,
So Rollins, instead of jumping into the arms of a demon, decided he was going to half splash off the top of the cage. And
I felt bad for him.
I'm not going to lie too. Like, I'm sure he was in no mood to be jumping off a cage going for a frog splash.
No, not at that point.
I mean... It is what it is. And then, I forget, did Cena just like AA him after that? Or did he lock him?
Yeah,
then
it was it.
And then that was it.
It was over. Yeah,
and
that was
Kane
your card.
Went in the ring and beat up Rollins some more, and that was your MSG special.
Yeah.
So, we're just going to take a quick little commercial break, and then we're going to discuss Raw.
Sounds good.
We're back. Always Gangrel bringing us back off the first stop.
He's the best.
He is. He's the main man.
So just quickly before we get into Raw, I just want to say that one of the rumors that we talked about it off air quickly, but between the two specials now, the Japan card and this Madison Square Garden card, Triple H booked the Japanese card and Vince McMahon booked the MSG card.
Really?
So could you look at both cards and be like, yeah, I can see that? Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Do you think mainly because of that NXT match? And should there have been an NXT match in the MSG card?
I think there should have been, yeah.
Yeah.
I think, you know, it's just something nice. I think, you know, so many people are going to watch it who maybe don't have the network. You know, people watching online who don't know about NXT yet, new fans, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So then, you get two dudes from NXT, like Apollo Crews.
Yeah, Apollo Crews would be great.
Yeah.
Or anybody. Like,
I think they could have easily done another Apollo Crews-Ty Dillinger match.
Yeah.
The last one was great. Just toss that right in and, you know, make sure to mention, oh, these guys are NXT. This is when the show is.
Yeah, but I hear what I hear is that Vince McMahon doesn't believe that NXT is good, and he's like grumpy about it and refuses to let people know that, or to refuse to see NXT as good.
But he's fine with calling the talent up that gets harvested there and using them on his main show. What's his issue?
And they
here?
Get lost
you
on
own
the
it.
No,
slightly.
I think I actually understand where he's coming from. Listen, look at Raw and SmackDown. For years and years and years, it's been less and less of a wrestling show.
Right.
Right? There's all these crazy segments. You know, it's become almost like a variety television show. Mm-hmm. Whereas NXT is a wrestling show.
For sure.
So Vince McMahon...
It's an hour.
Yeah, exactly. It's not 3 hours.
Yeah.
Vince is looking at NXT and going, this isn't the WWE product.
Yeah.
So I don't think he thinks that NXT sucks. I'm sure he's probably like, wow, those guys, they're really great in the ring, but this isn't really the brand that we've spent.
Yeah, we're more than just wrestling.
Years building. Yeah, exactly. Like that's a big way you get, you know, people who are unsure about wrestling. Like, you always start with WWE.
Yeah.
No one's like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to start with C4 here in Ottawa and work my way up.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we don't talk about that usually. We talk about WWE because that's what the vast
it's the main
majority
brand,
of people
right?
listen
so
or watch.
Speaking of Vince McMahon booked television shows,
yeah.
We had Raw last night. And it kicked off with a recap of the Seth Rollins and Kane stuff from last week. The whole highlight of Rollins breaking Kane's ankle, Kane being sent to the back, and then reemerging as Demon Kane.
Right.
I firmly believe Raw would be 2 hours if they just cut out the last time on Raw.
Or like getting to Twitter or getting
well,
to anything.
Well, actually, if you divide half the time for the opening segment, Raw would be a two-hour show. The opening segment is always like 30 to 35 minutes, and it's like no wrestling like
right.
every week. Whether it's The Authority or it's Heyman or it's Seth Rollins or whoever that's out there just talking, it takes up a long time. But since it was Paul Heyman this week...
Yeah,
I was a little more fine with it because Brock Lesnar actually kicked off the show. To my surprise, he was there.
Yeah,
and Heyman gave a very detailed look at the history of Lesnar and Undertaker's rivalry, as we are of course getting closer to their Hell in a Cell match, and you know you got to build up hype for it,
right?
So we look at Lesnar defeating Taker at Mania 30, and just how rough shape Undertaker was in that match. You can really see from those highlights, and then as well as Undertaker swindling Lesnar out of a win at SummerSlam.
Right. I don't know with if that's the old, a swindle.
With the old low blow.
That's right.
Well, he won fair and square.
Well, Paul Heyman said that Brock didn't need a low blow to beat Undertaker at WrestleMania 30,
right.
But Undertaker needed a desperate win over Brock at SummerSlam.
No, he mentioned that before they even had the match, right? He said that he got low blowed. And he had to low blow him in order to... It doesn't matter.
To get an upper hand.
It doesn't matter. Like,
but it's like, did you get the...
Don't make excuses. Yeah. Play like a champion.
Exactly. Like, who cares? Like, I'm not buying into it. Like, I guess he's going to nitpick and whatever, but, like, Undertaker's going to do what he does. He's 50. He's over 50 years old. Like,
yeah, would you lose if there's a way you could not lose?
Yeah, it's true, right? Like, and well, I guess in the Hell in a Cell, man, he can low blow you all the time, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, and he can hit you over the head with a chair. He can do anything.
No, I know.
But anyway... Paul's just an advocate. He likes to sell the beast. And what do you say that the Hell in a Cell was going to be like the Beast's lair or something like that come Sunday?
I'm excited for like cool spots, but I can't imagine them doing any cool spots. Like Undertaker can't take any cool bumps. Like Brock's the only one, but would he take...
Brock's going through the roof of the cage.
Well, like the closest thing that happened was last year when Seth and Ambrose came from halfway off the cage. And
those two are a little more like... They're full-time, they're young.
That's what I'm saying. So in this spot, it's just essentially going to be a match in a cell. Like, it's not going to be anything, unless you're getting thrown onto the fencing.
If they bring, like the intensity of SummerSlam and, like, maybe notch it up a little bit without maybe the fear of Undertaker, like, I don't want to say dying, but, like, getting super hurt.
Well, they'll have
getting
a Gatorade break. It'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm sure that's all it takes.
But the big show, as if we didn't already talk about him and Lesnar enough, interrupted the segment. And he offered Brock a handshake and called him the man. But Brock just kind of rubbed him off.
Is that what he's trying to get into?
Yeah, he wants to be the next Heyman guy. Because he's got an aspiring career.
Yeah, well, he's primed up right now. He came from NXT, right?
Yeah, he did actually.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So Brock walked it off. He snubbed Big Show. So then Big Show got angry and basically told Brock that he hopes that when he faces Undertaker, that he loses again.
Nice.
So Brock got very offended by this.
Yeah, why? he lost last time.
Yeah, it makes sense.
That's fair to
it's
say.
It's not like it's an insult. Like, that actually happened. Like, you lost.
Right.
Like, it's not like
it's fair. It's just the
but
truth.
He did get mad.
Yeah.
And he gave Big Show a very, very scary looking belly-to-belly suplex. Just nearly killed the guy.
Yeah, no, I thought that was a bit sketch myself.
I didn't think it was... I don't know. Like, I mean, what's Big Show to do?
He's a huge guy. You're just launching him like over your head like that.
I think Big Show didn't jump enough.
Do you think he sandbagged him?
Probably not on purpose. I think he's not used to doing anything.
He's a natural sandbag.
Like, his feet don't ever leave the ground. When he
right, exactly.
This was a massive suplex. Like, that was, like, in all, it was gigantic.
Yeah.
I don't mean for the pun, but, like,
yeah,
it was pretty big.
It was a big show.
And then a not-so-stellar F5 for good measure.
That's fair, yeah.
So
impressive, Brock.
Yeah, well, those F5s are really starting to slip.
Remember, like, 2005 and 2006, we're like, oh, he's so big, and he's lifting him. It's like, yeah, I don't care anymore.
So, backstage, Seth Rollins is in hysterics that Lesnar just took out his tag team partner, because Big Show was supposed to team with Rollins that night against the Dudleys.
Oh, that would have been such a crappy match.
Dodged a bullet there.
Stephanie is... Seth asks Stephanie, like, what he should do. So she tells him to go figure it out. So Seth said, well, what do you expect me to do? Face the Dudleys all by myself? And she just kind of looked at him as if to say, you got to figure this out for yourself, bud. And was basically the segment.
Are they turning from Seth Rollins? I'm just kidding.
Like, I'm going to get to that a little on, too. Like, the authority just doesn't know what it is week to week. Yeah, they cut babyface promos sometimes, and they're heels, and it's just, I don't know.
It's such a mess.
It is. It's a terrible mess.
You know, I started picking up WWE again. You know, but
I'm not going to lie. I hoped Sting was going to end it at WrestleMania, and that was like 6 months ago, and they still beat him. So,
yeah.
You know. The first match was Roman Reigns, Dean Ambrose, and Randy Orton against the Wyatts. Bray, of course, Luke Harper, and Braun Strowman, stellar worker.
That's right.
Man, anyone knows that Braun just looks like an angry baby?
He does, with a beard.
Yeah.
He looks like he has the weirdest face.
Yeah, just a baby with a balaclava on.
But he fits. I feel like he fits the part, though.
Like, yeah, I just wish his forehead wasn't so big.
Well, forehead.
He looks like he's like overtly happy sometimes too, like not monstrously angry enough. Like, he's just got this weird like grin chuckle thing.
Well,
what's his face?
What's the bit on Reddit was like? He looks like a Ka or whatever because he looks like a creative wrestler.
Oh, he does.
If you were trying to make Bray Wyatt like in 2K12 or something,
that would be what he would look like.
Yeah, 100%.
As wacky as this conversation is, the match was just as wacky.
I'm sure.
Reigns and Harper started it off, but Reigns left the ring and went right after Bray. So Mr. Braun, because he's got a lot of brawn, he's very strong.
Right. Good punch.
Cut. Reigns off, and then Ambrose and Orton cut him off.
Right.
And then everybody was just fighting for like the first 5 minutes. The baby faces cleared the ring, and then it promptly went to the USA Network's commercial spot.
This has gone on, seems like forever, this program.
Like, particularly Roman and Bray. Like, it feels like it's been going on. It's only been going on since July, but I feel I've been watching it since January.
That's because of Shield. Shield feuded with Wyatt, and then Dean feuded with Bray. Oop.
And now Dean's with Roman, and they're both feuding with him again.
Yeah, and you got to remember, Dean also feuded with Harper when he was solo. So it's always been like a Shield member and a Wyatt fan member. So it's been going on forever. Yeah. I like that it's gone on this long. To me, this is going to be remembered as a really big feud.
Right.
And like on Monday night when it just breaks down into chaos and everything, I think that's important. Because I think that Roman and Bray are going to bring a lot of legitimacy back to Hell in a Cell. Like, back in the day, it was like, all right, we got a big feud. Let's settle this here now.
Right.
And then now it's just like, oh, Hell in a Cell.
Hey, it's October.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Hell in a Cell is our Halloween gimmick for the month.
Yeah. Exactly.
We got to sell an October pay-per-view.
Exactly.
Oh, what's spooky? The Hell in a Cell.
So if they can get, if they can blade in that match,
right,
it's going to be just... unreal.
Yeah. No, I think so too. Like, how many Hell in a Cell matches are we predicting here in this on this pay-per-view?
I'd like at least three. No more than three.
No more than three. So you have Brock Taker,
mm-hmm.
and then you have, obviously, you want Bray, the Wyatt family versus half of the Shield, or two-thirds Shield. And then you have, what would you like? The third
I
one?
I want a Diva Hell in a Cell.
Yeah, that's not happening, but...
I know, but how cool would that be?
That would be amazing.
Yeah, I'd want it to be dirty, too.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they actually make use of the structure.
Right, right. Not like you don't mean that sexually.
Yeah.
The end of the match saw Ambrose bring Braun like over the barricade. They just kind of stumbled and like crashed over it, and it somehow took out both men. It looked kind of pretty protected. And
yeah, so it was okay. But,
Reigns looks ready to finish off Luke Harper when Bray cut him off, and then Harper hits a super kick after the distraction from Bray Wyatt. Orton breaks up the pin. Bray actually went for Sister Abigail on Orton, but he escaped and countered, and Bray just evaded an RKO out of nowhere. But then Luke Harper ate an RKO.
Right.
Out of nowhere. And then, that was the match.
Yeah, then Reigns pinned Harper after,
after the spear.
Yeah, so that was it, yeah.
Again, just kind of like every sort of six-man match you've seen, like you could just kind of like,
well, I think is that what Randy Orton's specialty is? He's just like in any tag team, just fiddle. Like, he's just a filler for any tag team.
And he does his stuff. He does the whole pounding of the mat. He'll do his DDT. Yeah. He'll look around
the crowd.
He
has his formula down.
Well, like I was reading.
He has good crowd. I'll give him that. He's got good crowd control. Like
he does.
Well,
he commands the crowd great. And I was reading online that he's not still there to win championships and matches. And
no.
He's just there to help. You know, get other guys over, like help out the young crowd.
Right.
And I think tossing him into a tag match is a great way to build up, you know, some kind of excitement for some new guys, for casual fans.
Yeah. So, well, why have him versus KO would be good.
Yeah.
For the IC title.
Yeah, I would watch that.
I think that would be good. So, I think those promos
again
would be good.
To sell the Hell in a Cell, Reigns told Bray Wyatt that when they get inside Hell in a Cell, that their war will finally be over and that he will be the one to come out on top. So it's interesting that it's like two new guys that are, again, this year, that are getting kind of like the Cell treatment.
No,
and
I mean,
it's been a long-term feud, so it's not like it's just because they're feuding just so happened to be in October that they're being in a Cell. Like, this goes back a good few months. So,
right.
Yeah.
That's good. And like, the two Cell matches make sense for the pay-per-view. It's not, I mean, it is just because it's October that there is going to be a Hell in a Cell event taking place, but at least like the matches make sense.
No, that's true.
Because there have been times where they book, like, two people are feuding in a month. And then just because it's October, they just put him in a Hell in a Cell for the month. There's heat to the actual feud, but they have to work a Cell match. But this actually makes sense.
Yeah.
So Sheamus defeated Neville in a match that wasn't even a match.
Yeah, it didn't even get to...
King Barrett was on commentary, and he was angry that Neville attacked Sheamus before the bell rang. Sheamus called him a leprechaun.
Right.
And insulted him.
I want Neville and Barrett to be a tag team. I want them to be... They're both British. Let's have this, like, heel. I want them both heels. And
Barrett's
British.
Career is basically, like, over.
No, he's fine. They really like him, but they suck at using him. Like, I think Bad News was cool. I like Bad News,
yeah,
Barrett.
Same.
And they kind of derailed with King and then got lost, and then he tagged him with Stardust.
He lost a lot of momentum when he got hurt. Like,
no, he always gets hurt. Yeah, he gets hurt, like, once a year.
Yeah.
Except this year,
oddly enough.
What would you think of Barrett and Sheamus together?
I would like Sheamus, Barrett, Neville... And, like, have Paige and have the four be British and heels.
I don't want Neville to be a heel. That'll be weird.
So
it'll suck.
But anyway, so Barrett distracts Neville for, like, 2 seconds. And then Sheamus had a bro kick. And the match lasted literally, like, it felt like less than 30 seconds. It was nothing. Yeah. Neville seems to be getting a lot of those match on TV. He had not really a match last week, but it was a match probably the week before, if I really think back to it.
Right.
Yeah, he's on a bad streak of, like, nothing.
No, I know. You got Natalya versus Paige. See, you suggested this match now.
Yeah.
And actually, it was very solid. Like, they gave them time.
Yeah.
It worked well. A lot of good back and forth. A lot of chain wrestling.
Weird that Natalya's not part of a group or anything, but whatever. I know.
I mean, letting the women wrestle. Like, what a surprise. And people actually kind of cared about the match. Like, it was received better than, like, most of the six.
Probably better than
six
the Sheamus Neville match.
Tags that they've been doing. I liked it. I thought it was good.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's funny how Paige and Natalya get more time than Sheamus and Neville now.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I'm happy with that. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
It's just like how it's slowly shifting.
Also, corporate Kane had a segment on the show, too, where he volunteered to be Seth Rollins' tag team partner since Big Show wasn't around. And with an award-winning quote of, he understands why Seth attacked him last week. Because if he was being pursued by a demonic demon from hell, he would be kind of a scared person too, Kane. So he understood why he was attacked last week. I thought that was funny.
I love this whole Kane bit.
I know, you're like the only Kane mark ever.
Yeah. Kane said that Kane if a demonic monster from hell was coming after him every week, he would be a desperate man too. I chuckled. I actually thought that was kind of funny. Yep. How he just pretends that it's like,
I like that,
not
too.
Him.
I love it. They had the HR lady. I like that story.
So yeah, that's good.
This led to Seth coming out, and they argued for a bit. And then Stephanie basically just said, well, we're going to finish this once and for all. Because Seth, you're going to defend your title against Demon Kane at the pay-per-view.
Right. And that will be the third Hell in a Cell match, right?
And I don't think there's going to be a third one. I think that's just going to be like a straight singles. I don't think.
Okay, so there'll only be two then.
Yeah.
But I do have a prediction.
What's your prediction? Let it have the prediction.
Shoot.
So, I think that Sheamus is going to cash in, make it a triple threat. And I think he's not going to be successful at Hell in a Cell.
Right.
And that way, Kane keeps a job because he didn't lose.
Right.
But obviously, Kane doesn't have to be the champion.
That's fair. Okay, that makes sense. Oh, yeah, that's good.
Okay.
Seems obvious. So it seems like a good choice, though.
Yeah.
Stephanie said that Corporate Kane was a perfect tag team partner for Rollins.
Yeah,
that
it was
night.
Announced, right?
So she announced that. And then she also said that if Demon Kane does not win the title, then Corporate Kane will no longer be the director of operations.
That's your prediction was there.
Yeah.
So that makes sense. I like that then. And then we had
Kevin Owens against Sin Cara.
Where did Sin Cara come from? Like, why
apparently,
botch
like,
Cara
in the pre-show or whatever.
Right.
Like Owens felt like they interrupted his backstage interview, so he got all up in the Lucha Dragon's face or whatever, and so that just made a match for the night. But if you didn't watch anything online, it just would have felt like a random match. But, I mean, the commentators did talk about it, like when it was happening, but
right.
Yeah, just kind of random. But they gave him a bit of offense, though. Like, midway through the whole 3 minutes,
yeah,
he just started flying all over the place and hitting everything. Then he caught him with a pop-up powerbomb. Yeah. And that was
Wasn't a great one, though.
No, it was not. Like, it was choreographed weird. And it was... But yeah. That's probably because of Sin Cara, though.
Yeah.
Unikara?
Unikara, yeah. That's just like... He's been good, though, with the tag team. I like the Lucha Dragons. Like,
so,
yeah, they're fun.
Should we get into Susan G. Komen?
Nah, let's just skip over that.
Okay, we know it's a scam and get over it. It's fine.
And even Reigns and Cena being in the ring and being like the people
hey,
that they want to be with the
survivors. Hey, get us more over his faces.
There's no way you will boo either of these men if they're talking with people and praising people who've gotten over cancer. Because, I mean, how could crowd boo them, right?
Yeah.
Roman didn't get any love in that segment.
You didn't think so?
No, when he was talking, it was crickets.
Oh, my gosh.
People weren't booing him, and I felt bad for him. I like Roman. I'll just say that, but like...
I mean, his delivery wasn't very good either. Like, he had, like, five lines, and I just felt like they were very cardboardy. I don't know.
Well,
just,
yeah, but you're talking about cancer. You cheer regardless of who says it.
Yeah. Except...
Right. No, it's true.
It could have been X-Pac, and you still would have had to have been like, woo!
Yeah, we don't like cancer.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, because even it's a bigger heel than either of these two baby faces, right?
It's true. Yeah, and I understand what they were doing, but also, pink washing's a scam, so...
I think it's nice.
It's a good idea, but the percentage of all the money that goes to actually for the research?
It's about awareness, Will. Everyone knows about breast cancer.
Who's unaware of it by now? You have raised money to be unaware of it. What is that? Those two words together confuse me.
And then after that, we came back with the Dudleys facing Seth Rollins and Kane.
Yep.
It was wacky.
Yep.
Corporate Kane's ankle gave out.
Oh,
he
yeah.
He could not wrestle anymore. But Seth, after what happened on SmackDown, got scared and actually handcuffed Kane to the ring post.
Oh, boy.
So the doctor could not bring him backstage. But D-Von ends up slingshotting Seth into Kane. The impact makes the cuffs break.
Uh-oh.
And the doctor helps Kane hobble to the back. And Kane gave Seth the best evil smile ever on his way to the back here. It was great.
It was awesome.
Again... You know, as much as we like to make fun of Kane being used in the main event, he is pretty good at his job.
Well, this is—I don't mind it. I don't mind. I think it's like I was telling you before.
It makes sense, right?
It's nostalgic for people who are huge Kane fans back in the late '90s, early 2000s.
Yep.
And then now it's coming back in mid 2015, and people kind of like it. But for Smarks, it's man, Kane.
Yeah. Well, I'm fine with it. Again, at least it makes sense. They've been kind of butting heads for a year. So
yeah, it's true. At least it makes sense.
So
yeah,
Seth was left high and dry.
I'm happy it's finally amounting to something. I'm so tired of... They keep teasing that Kane and Seth are going to fight, and then they don't, and then I get annoyed.
Yeah.
I just want them to fight, have it over with, and then that be that.
Yeah, it's about time.
So
yeah. And Hell in a Cell, too.
Seth was left high and dry. The Dudleys kind of double-teamed him for a while. They're about to put him through a table, but then Seth kicked a table at them. So he got disqualified.
Yeah,
so the guy got a win, but I guess you don't want to be put through a table. Didn't really matter anyway, because Kane ended up coming back out. Demon Kane, though, not corporate.
Yeah, reemerged and chokeslam Rollins.
Through the table.
Yeah, through the table, that's right. So,
but it was weird. The Dudleys kind of had to get their revenge. They gave him like a 3D before that, and he sold it for 3 years. But he was playing possum, so I'll give him that. I'll give the demon credit for laying down so long. He's a smart demon.
He's not your run-of-the-mill demon.
And Team Bad had another match.
Yeah, with the Bellas. Team Bella.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, Sasha looked strong, I guess. Like,
yeah, Sasha tapped out of Fox. Let's call it a night.
That's a win. That is a win. It's another one of those six women. We've talked about it enough. Like,
that's right. Now here comes, this is my favorite part of the night.
Oh, boy.
Summer Rae proposing to Rusev.
Oh, so, okay, if this isn't bad
and
enough.
What did he say? He said yes.
Well, he said, I want to have gold first.
And then only if he wins the championship, right?
So these two goose just come out. Samber just yammers on about how she loves Rusev and that nobody's had a better year than her. Ruru. Because, you know, when you got a big, evil, scary foreign guy, the best way is to mush him up, make him feel warm, and call him Ruru. That really does him a lot of favors. Oh, man. So did anybody like this at all? Like, or is
no,
it just,
did not
yeah, just ridiculous.
No, no.
So is Rusev going to have a baby coming? Is like conception
little,
the next step in the storyline?
I like Little Rusev.
Little Ruru. So there's Ruru Sr. and Little Ruru.
I like that.
Yeah, it'd be good.
Little baby Bulgarian brute.
Rusev smiling like a goober and everything. It was what it was. I'm just so sick of this love storyline.
I haven't liked anything since he gave her a fish.
Yeah, that's at that point.
Yeah.
All right, now I don't like this.
Yeah, we gave her the fish. I laughed, and I thought, what else can they do? Nothing.
After nothing to top this. Night's worth of hype came the U.S. Open Challenge.
Yeah, right.
John Cena is waiting for somebody to answer his Open Challenge. Dolph Ziggler's music hits, but he doesn't come out. Instead, the New Day drag out a beaten-down Dolph and say, is this serious enough for you, John? To get a championship match. And they kind of just all march down to the ring, and Big E is the one who's chosen to face Cena this week, and they just kind of have a John Cena title match.
Right.
Which involves the usual back and
forth. I love Big E, though. He's the best.
Yeah, Big E's great.
He's the best part of the New Day, for sure.
Yeah. And, no, he is. He's the best.
I was actually hoping he'd win.
Yeah.
He didn't win. But
what? Okay.
Yeah. It's unfortunate.
That's too bad.
Ended with an AA.
I love that the U.S. Championship's a main event.
Yep. Yeah, see what I was saying? Like, it's, you care about it.
Yeah.
So, after John beats Big E, the New Day beat Cena down.
Oh, right. And then
Dolph Ziggler came out to help, and but then he accidentally super kicked Cena.
So the Dudley boys came out too.
Yep. And both Dolph and the Dudleys all got beaten down, and the New Day stood tall to end Raw. Who would have thought I'd see
that
coming?
The stupidest ending.
No, you hate that.
I thought it was great.
It's a New Day, man.
It is.
It's not believable that after a match, Big E still had the strength to keep fighting. And like these two scrawny dudes, they beat what? They beat Cena, the Dudleys. Yeah, Cena is big, and Dolph.
And the Dudleys.
Did Xavier at least use the trombone as a weapon? I can't remember if he did or not.
Maybe.
I don't think so.
I mean, they had a trombone.
I got
that
lost.
That might hurt if you get hit with it.
Yeah, I got lost. So. I wasn't, though. I didn't know. I didn't care.
That was
for sure mediocre, right?
So we're going to go over a few quick rumors and some questions after one last quick commercial break.
Sounds good. Let's do it.
CKDJ 107.9.
We are back. It's rumor time. For the lads,
you gotta do the rumor. Do the rumor sounder, bro.
Wait, what's that?
It's
rumor sounder?
Outlaw, man, bro. Come on.
Oh, you didn't know?
Yeah, that's right. That's the rumor.
Because I didn't know.
No, and now you will know.
That's
just creative here at Wrestling With Ideas.
After the events of what happened on Raw this week, Dolph Ziggler may be John Cena's contender for the United States title at Hell in a Cell, and that may be the next program they go through with the super kick that happened at the end of Raw and the whole Nikki Bella thing. I don't know if you know about that on the Total Diva that Dolph's trying to
get on there.
Yeah, yeah.
And then John Cena's gone for a month after Hell in a Cell.
Yeah, so he's losing for sure.
Yeah.
Is he, though? Or I could see him taking the title.
For a month, though?
Yeah, or two. I think he's not due back till December.
Yeah,
late December.
It has to be defended once a month. And he's a fighting champion. That's his whole thing.
Yeah. He has to be taken.
He's losing.
So if it is Dolph, I guess he's the next U.S. champ. Or if they go that route, right? Like, we don't really know. That's the speculation. How would you feel about that kind of program? Does Dolph turn? Is it babyface versus babyface? Like,
I think Cena's done after Hell in a Cell. Isn't
it? Yeah.
So I don't think...
Dolph's going to beat him down and write him off TV.
Yeah.
Or the New Day is going to do it. Either way, he's going to be written off TV with an injury.
Yeah. So
he has to, right?
And I don't mind Dolph, but the only problem with Dolph being champion, I think that's going to be another Dolph Rusev program.
What's the next pay-per-view after Hell in a Cell?
Survivor Series.
Survivor Series.
Survivor Series. What about a tournament for the vacated United States Championship?
That'd be cool.
Maybe the New Day beats him down, not in an official match.
That'd be cool. Let's do that.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
All right. I'm good with that. Okay, but should we have a traditional Survivor Series match again?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I loved last year's Sting coming back, but...
But the build was great, too. Like, there's a reason to have a 5-on-5.
Yeah.
Like, it was, like, the best built, like, team match they've had
I liked it a lot.
Years, it was. And it was a great match. One of the better from last year, anyway.
I was tired of it by Fastlane.
yeah, I know. But but Ziggler being the last one was super awesome last year, and...
They just...
Did nothing with
it
that.
Petered out.
I didn't like Ziggler then, but now I think it's cool.
Yeah. Retroactively.
On the other rumor/news, I guess it's more news than anything else, Daniel Bryan is still waiting to hear an analysis from a third doctor. He's been cleared by one neurologist. A WWE doctor is still not clearing him.
Nathan doesn't care.
He said if, like, he was asked, like, if he didn't get cleared, would he decide to go back to the independents? And he said pretty well, yeah, that he would consider it.
Yeah. And he'd wrestle forever.
Yeah. So that's
and he'd make
point.
Money. He draws so good, badly, so well.
So if they don't clear him and he does go, that's like I get that they're scared to put him back in the ring, but that would be like a massive mistake on their part.
Because
the
reason why they're scared to put him back in the ring is the things that they want him to do in the ring will get him re-injured.
Yeah. Also, Chris Benoit.
That's true, man.
Very true.
Like, not that he has the same kind of... Obviously, he doesn't take the same drugs as Benoit did, but you're right.
But head injuries.
Yeah.
Is a humongous... factor in what Chris did.
Right.
His brain was mangled.
Yeah. And they looked at that brain and it was...
And if Brian goes crazy, Vince loses two talents.
Yeah, that's true. And more, and probably a bit of a damper on the product again.
Yeah, it'd be all sad and like... You know, every time you said you wore a wrestling shirt outside, someone would be like, oh, hey, man, like, did you know?
I know. I read about it for sure. Because then everyone posts it on your timeline, and you're like, oh, God, I know this. Like, I know this because I like wrestling. Okay. You only know this because it just made it mainstream. Like the RKO stuff last year. Oh, God.
Yeah, it's like, okay, if you know it, I definitely knew it, like, about, like,
yeah, exactly.
Three months
before
you did.
Like, I knew Hulk Hogan was a racist before you had to share this on my wall. I knew this years ago, buddy. Like, get out of my face.
So that's pretty well it for the rumors.
All right,
and news
let's
aspect.
Do two quick questions. Two quick questions. We'll do Zach McGibbon. His question for you, Brayden. We're going to go, what is the biggest problem? And you get to answer too, Nathan. What is the biggest problem that is plaguing TNA right now other than their TV deal expiring?
Well.
I mean, just don't say the product because that's a write-off. We all know it sucks.
Well, like, the way they do television... is kind of it saves money, but it is a big damper on how they book stuff. Like the whole Hernandez situation. You remember that from earlier in the year? Like
No. It's all crap because I think just if you get rid of Dixie and put someone else in there, I think you'd be fine.
I think a big problem is, and there's nothing they can do about it now. No, they messed up back in the day. They didn't bring up enough of their own talent.
Yeah.
And now they're stuck with people who... Well, not stuck with people. They have really great talent. You know, Bobby Roode, Austin Aries, whatever. But, like, no one knows about them.
Right. And so, they should.
Yeah, no, they totally should. But, like, even, like, with their bad booking, if these guys were already stars, you know, on, like, a bigger level, not just a TNA level, then, you know, I think they'd be fine.
Right. No, I agree. All right, one more question. And this is mostly for Nathan because he's an Ascension fan.
Yeah, I am.
And it's from Simon Zimmerman. He always gives us a question every week. He says, do you think the Ascension still have a chance to succeed in this company, or do you think the guys are just playing the roles and they need to do new characters or portray other bits on air?
I think they have a chance. I think to say they don't have a chance is extremely short-sighted.
Right.
I mean, you know, look at how Matt and Jeff Hardy started.
Right.
Jobbers.
I know.
And now, you know.
Yeah. Well, hey, thanks for P.S. Hayes, man. He's changed our life.
No, no, Ascension, give it like 2 years. They'll be champs.
All right. What about you, Brad?
Do I think they're going to succeed past where they are now? It's difficult to say. Like, they don't really have the best track record in the world. Like, they came out with like a half done push, and then they were just kind of forgotten about. And
yeah, like everybody from NXT, for sure.
A lot of other teams have just surpassed them in the ranking. Like, even the Lucha Dragons, are, I would say, are doing better than they are.
At this point, for sure, yeah.
So...
No, I'd say they definitely have, like you said, short-sighted. So they have so much time to get better and succeed in the company. And I give them like 6 months.
That's fair.
Like look at a guy like Bob Holly. He's one of my favorite wrestlers. If I'm here again, you'll hear me talk about him again.
Yeah, you have to mention him every time.
But he's had this humongous career, and at times he's so stagnant. I mean, he's jobbing left, right, and center. He's in the job squad.
Why?
Yeah, but I mean, look
spark
at spark
plug,
at,
man.
Yeah, but like, look at his record. I mean, he's got a lot of title wins.
Yeah, no, it's true. So yeah, give it way more time. They're still new. They just went up like less than a year ago. So give them some time, Simon, and they'll be okay. I think.
Well, thank you, everybody, for tuning in tonight on Wrestling With Ideas. We are here every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. on CKDJ 107.9.
Thanks to Nathan Fay for coming in.
Thank you very much.
How was it on air, by the way?
Yeah, how'd you like it?
Terrific. The seat I used to sit in still has my butt groove.
Perfect.
It doesn't get any easier than that.
No, it's like we're at home again.
So, same place, same time next week. And if you have a question that you really want us to answer, do shoot it.
On Facebook, Wrestling With Ideas on the Facebook page.
See you next week, everybody.
KDJ FM, Ottawa.